Hello, hello again.
好，再一次，大家好。
Praise the Lord.
讚美我們的上帝。
It is indeed a God-given privilege to stand before you and share God's word this morning.
今天早上能夠和大家分享神的話語，確實是一個上帝給予特別的祝福。
During my Bible college days in Morling, I just loved, wanted to preach, and here I am today doing exactly that.
在我悉尼的 Morning College 讀神學的日子裏面，我最大的學問就是無論我在世界哪一個角落都去，就好像今天我在這裡做的，就是去教導和傳揚神永恆的真理。
Halfway around the globe, I come from Salem, a small town, to come all the way here to see my fellow brothers and sisters, and what a joy it brings.
所以我今天站在這裡，這個地方，一個離我的故鄉印度的一個城市塞倫，其實都距離了半個地球的地方，和我這裡坐在這裡的這麼多位弟兄姊妹去傳道，是一個何等大的喜樂。
It's a wonderful thing to see, even though I don't know the language, to see you all, and we all worship one Savior.
都一嚟都好高興見到大家啦，同埋雖然我都唔明白大家嘅語言，但係見到神嘅弟兄姊妹聚首一堂去敬拜我哋嘅主耶穌基督，都好開心。
In our world today, Jesus is made fun of, is often ignored as irrelevant and outdated.
喺今日嘅世代裏邊咧，耶穌係一個經常俾人取笑嘅人物。啲人成日都會覺得耶穌係過時嘅，同呢個世代冇關嘅，都唔去重視佢。
What the world does not realize is this, Jesus, our Savior, is very real. His message is very real. His miracles are very real. The gospel in itself is very real. The word, his words are very real. His mission is very real. His love for the world is very real.And that what makes Christianity beautiful.
但是这个世界的人没有认知到的是，耶稣基督是非常真实，他的信息，他所行的歧视，他所传的福音，他所讲的，他所行的使命，他对这个世界的爱，全部都是非常的真实。而正正因为这些全部都是真实的，令到基督教是一个非常之动人的宗教。
I'm humbled to share with you.This Jesus, who made himself very real at ICMC India, with scriptures today.
所以接下来咧，我好想喺神面前好谦卑咁样同大家分享耶稣基督佢亲自点样喺我哋ICMC 所做嘅事工上面彰显佢嘅真实。仲有想同大家分享圣经嘅经文。
Since I was last time in this church in 2018, in an English congregation, my pastor friend, Pastor Mike Leder was here. The world, since then, the world has dramatically changed.
上一次我嚟到访呢间教会已经是2018年的事情啦。而嗰个时候，英文堂的牧师，亦都是我的朋友 Michael Leder。而嗰个时候之后咧，世界就产生了剧变。
Things have not been the same since March 2020.COVID, a five-letter word, who would have thought would reach ends of the earth? And everyone knows that COVID has changed how we look at life and everything else.
自从2020年3月起，所有的东西都不再一样。新冠疫情已经扩散到世界各地，没人不知道这个疫情带来的改变是多么大，而是改变了所有的东西。
Now we see life before COVID and after COVID.And when we see the news, COVID is not done yet.
我哋見到疫情前後嘅生活，而當我哋睇新聞嘅時候，我哋都知道其實呢個疫情都仲未結束。
When I look back of what COVID has done in India, it brings tears into my eyes.
而當我回顧呢個疫情佢所帶嚟嘅影響嘅時候，我嘅眼眶裏邊都不禁有啲淚水嘅。
Many of my pastor's friends whom I daily love have died due to lack of oxygen support in Indian government hospitals. Many pastors' wives were suddenly left with children and no one to support them financially.
很多我在印度的牧师朋友都因为当时公共医院的氧气供应量不足而一个一个这样是离世，而他们的妻子就突然这样没了家里面的经济支柱。
Many villages had no access to basic healthcare, end up dying.
很多农村的人就连基本的医疗服务都没有，最后过世。
There was dead bodies everywhere in India, especially during the Delta wave.
特别在第二波疫情 Delta 变种病毒的时候，在印度你是随处都可以看到病人的遗体。
COVID has indeed changed everything, and COVID has shattered millions of dreams worldwide.
確實，新冠疫情係改變咗一切，亦都粉碎咗好多世界各地嘅人嘅夢想。
At House of Peace Orphanage, we expected a great year, but all it was merely a nightmare.
喺我哋嘅孤兒院裏邊咧，我哋所有人當時都以為2020年會係一個好年，但係現實係2020年對我哋嚟講可以係一個噩夢。
On the eve of March 24th, the government of India announced a countrywide lockdown for 21 days.
在3月24日前晚，印度政府就宣布了一个全国性21日为期21日的封锁。
I had a call from the social welfare department to close our orphanage for time being and send all the children back to their broken homes or distant relative they may have, or to parents who could not look after them.
而當時我就收到一通由印度社會福利部打來的電話，那個內容就是要求我們暫時的關閉孤兒院，將小朋友盡可能地送到他們的家裡，但是儘管他們的家可能是破碎的，或者一些他們的遠房親戚，或者其實他們本身家已經很有經濟困難。
At that time, COVID was spreading fast in Italy, and bodies were everywhere in Italy. We see that in news.
而當時喺意大利新冠疫情係以極快嘅速度咁樣傳播，而新聞亦都報導住當時遍地屍體嘅情況。
I knew COVID will not go away with 3 weeks lockdown. I told the officer that I'm ready to send most of the children of 600 kids to their semi-parent or single parents or guardian, but there are still 70 to 80 kids who are nowhere to go, and these children are like our own children. I told the officer we cannot close the orphanage and ensured that our campus will be closed for outsiders.
當時我就知道這個疫情是不會這麼快在三個星期內的封鎖之後消失，所以我當時就跟那個政府人員說，我們是預備好送我們600個小朋友當中的大多數出去的，但是仍然有70至80個無家可歸的小朋友，而這些小朋友就好像我們自己的孩子一樣，所以我就說我們不可以關閉，但是我們會確保我們的孤兒院會是對外人去關閉，亦都會確保裡面的小朋友的安全。
The officer kept asking me how come all the orphanages in Salem agreed to close them, close down, yet you are not willing to close.
他的回應就是問為什麼其他所有的孤兒院都願意去關閉，你們卻不願意呢？
I told the officer that the orphanage here is like our family, the kids are like our kids, and we have been living for them all these years. We just cannot close it and send them to the streets.
咁我就話呢個孤兒院就好似我哋屋企一樣，而呢啲小朋友就好似我自己嘅小朋友。我哋已經一齊住咗好多年，我哋都唔忍心將佢哋送去街上面。
That's when I realized, dear brothers and sisters, we are in an ever-changing world and facing one of the greatest challenges of our times.
弟兄姊妹，那個時候我就發現了一件事情，我們現在身處的是一個千變萬化的世界，而新冠疫情是其中一個我們經歷過改變之中最大的一個。
That brought much fear into my mind.
這個事實帶給我當時很大的恐懼。
But when we look up to God,
但是当我们仰望上帝，
We realize in a changing world, in an ever-changing world, there is a never-changing God.
我们就会发现在一个千变万化的世界里面存在着一个不变的上帝。
Hebrews 13:8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
希伯来书十三章八节讲到，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
This unchanging God of Hebrews 13:8 is our God, and the circumstances may change, but He never changes.
而希伯来书十三章八节这段经文所讲的，所那位不变的耶稣基督就是我们的神。环境状况会变，但是他永远不改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, whatever may be our situation is, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that means that while I do not know what the future holds, I know one thing for sure, our Jesus Christ is the same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，无论我们要面对的情况是什么，我们的上帝都是一样的，无论是昨日、今日，一直到永远。所以虽然我真的不知道未来会怎样，但是我对一件事情是有把握的，就是我们的主耶稣基督是一样的。
Our Jesus Christ is the same in the past yesterdays and in the present todays and in the future tomorrow, and knowing this brings great hope to us.
无论是过去、昨日、当下、今日，还有将来、明天，我们的耶稣是一样的，而这个事实是为我们带来一个极大的希望。
In this changing world, there is an unchanging God, a steadfast rock on which to hope for.
在这个千变万化的世界里面，有一个永恒的上帝，这个就好像一块很坚硬，我们可以寄望的石头一样。
He is an unchanging God. His promises do not change despite changing circumstances. Even with COVID, His promises of Him being with us, as per Matthew 28:20, He was with us.
而祂就是这位永恒的上帝，祂的应许不管外在环境的改变是始终如一。即使在疫情里面，这位神无论在什么时候都和我们同在，就好像马太福音28:20里面应许的一样。
Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
马太福音28:20节讲到，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And that was the final promise that Jesus our Savior made when he was on earth. And despite all the changes, his promises remains.
这个是他在世的时候最后一个应许，而这个应许就并没有因为我们的恐惧无望而消失。
In India, generally the orphanages are mostly run by Christian organizations.
在印度，大多数的孤儿院都是由一些基督教的团体去营运的。
Orphanages are blessed in that way that they are the only ministry where they get to teach children every single day.
而好大的祝福是，往往这些孤儿院是在众多的事工里面唯一可以每日教导小朋友关于基督教的事工。
Children in an orphanage are soaked into the word of God day in and day out, both morning prayers, evening prayers, and through church on Sundays.
我们的孤儿院的小朋友每日都可以沉浸在神的话语里面，从这个晨祷到到晚祷，到到星期一的礼拜。
The Indian government, which strongly decided to see India become completely Hindu, has noticed that Christian orphanages are playing a major role in the spread of Christianity in India.
现阶段印度政府其实有一个很强的意愿，就是他希望去全民都去信奉印度教。而最近他们也发现在基督教的传播上面，往往这些基督教孤儿院就有一个很重大的角色。
They are focusing on limiting orphanages, restricting how many children we can have.
所以他们现在就集中地限制着这些孤儿院究竟可以容纳多少的儿童。
The government welfare recently decided to make money by giving orphan children to homes and families they do not have kids to foster them out. They in turn receive some illegal monetary benefits from the family in forms of bribes.
近來咧，政府裏邊嗰啲管理社會福利嘅人員，亦都透過將呢啲孤兒院送去一啲冇小朋友嘅家庭，或者俾佢哋去領養，喺呢個途中咧去賺取一啲金錢。而當佢哋咁做嘅時候，其實往往係透過一啲賄賂嘅形式去進行呢個金錢嘅輸送。
While on the surface, this may seem better thing than being in an orphanage.What we are seeing more often than not is these children are being put to work in their new families as working for income, which they give to the family, and sometimes even for worst abuses.
雖然從表面睇咧，呢啲好似係對啲孤兒嚟講係一件好事，但係現實係往往呢啲孤兒俾人送到去新嘅家庭裏邊之後咧，佢哋就會被要求去工作賺錢，有時候甚至會被虐待。
They are often treated.Not as their own children, even though the children see them as their parents. They're always seen as outsiders to the family and treated accordingly.
即使呢啲小朋友令即係佢哋有佢哋嘅父母啦，即係嚟到呢個新嘅家庭，但係呢啲新嘅家庭往往唔會將佢哋好似自己嘅小朋友一樣咁樣對待。對佢哋嚟講，呢啲小朋友只係外人啦，亦都好似外人咁對待佢哋嘅啫。
I know this breaks my heart.And yours too.
呢個係一個令我自己亦都相信令大家好心痛嘅事實。
The world has become so selfish. Money has become an ultimate goal, an ultimate idol for mankind, and this made the world a selfish place to be.
呢個係一個變得非常自私嘅世界，金錢變成咗終極嘅目標，終極嘅偶像。
When we look to God, we realize in this selfish world, there is a selfless Savior, Jesus Christ.
但是当我们仰望我们的上帝，我们就知道在这个自私的世界里面存在着一位无私的救主耶稣基督。
I vividly recall a miracle of Jesus raising the widow's son in Luke 7, 11 to 17.
我仍然記得在路加福音7章11至17節裏面，耶穌幫一個寡婦的兒子復活。
Jesus, though he was busy with the crowd following him, he knew the situation of the poor widow who lost her only son.
耶稣当时虽然有一班群众追住佢，而佢自己都忙到好即係好忙，但係佢明白嗰、那個啱啱面對啱啱冇咗自己嘅兒子嘅寡婦嘅情況。
The widow's world is his son. Now he was dead, leaving her even more destitute with an uncertain future. In India, many widows like this, they have a desperate situation. I wish they all knew Jesus like we do.
對嗰個寡婦嚟講，佢嘅兒子就係佢嘅全世界，但係而家佢死咗，剩低嘅只有一個更加貧苦、更加唔穩定嘅未來。而喺印度，好多面臨住同樣嘅事情情況嘅寡婦咧，亦喺絕望中通常咧就會選擇了結自己嘅生命。如果佢哋都好似我哋一樣認識耶穌就好啦。
This selfless Jesus walks into the life of the widow. He touches the coffin. He raises the dead son.Of the widow.
但是无私耶稣走入了那位寡妇的生命，他触摸了他儿子的棺材，然后就使他复活。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says Jesus gave back the son to the mother in verse 15.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在十五节那里就说，那死人就坐起，并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
What a selfless God we serve. He's completely wanting us to have the life to the fullest. In order to give us, he has given a greater miracle that he has laid down his life while we are still sinners.
我们服侍的是一个几咁无私的上帝，他是完完全全希望我们都可以活得更加丰盛，而为了这样，他行了一个更加大的歧视，就是在我们仍然作罪人的时候，他为我们舍命。
I love the fact that there was no request made to Jesus about the widow's son.
我好中意呢个寡妇故事里边嘅其中一件事，就系冇人要求过耶稣去咁样做。
Jesus voluntarily walks into the life of this widow and does a miracle. What an amazing God we serve!
佢系自愿咁样，佢去走进呢个寡妇嘅生命，然后为佢行神迹。我哋喺呢度服侍嘅神系一个几咁好嘅神。
Anytime this Jesus could selflessly walk into our situation and do the same. And we know that Jesus, who selflessly came into our world to rescue us from sin and make us right before God.
而呢个耶稣系可以任何时候都系咁无私咁样走入我哋每一个人嘅生命，亦都去做同当日去一样同样嘅嘢。我哋心里边知道系耶稣佢进入咗我哋嘅世界，去拯救我哋脱离罪恶，让我哋同神和好。
For our reconciliation, he suffered death on cross.
为咗呢一段关系嘅复和，佢甚至喺十字架上面被钉至死。
When we see the selfish world, we are reminded of a selfless Savior, Jesus Christ.
当我哋望见呢个自私嘅世界嘅时候，我哋就会记起我哋嗰位无私嘅救主耶稣基督。
This is the selfless God who loves us for who we are. This is a great comfort to us.
呢一位无私嘅神，佢爱我哋最真实嘅自己，而一个亦都系非常能够带俾我哋安慰嘅事实。
In this selfish world, there is a selfless Savior, and this God is always with us.
在这个自私的世界里面存在一位无私的救主，而这位救主是经常跟我们一起的。
In the month of September 2020, one early morning, I was in Promised Land, where the orphanage is located. I got a call from my wife to leave everything, race home for my wife has tested positive for COVID, and everybody in my wife's family.
而喺2021年九月嘅时候，我当时就喺我孤儿院所在嘅地方，我就收到一通电话，太太打嚟叫我即刻马上放低所有嘢，然后赶翻屋企，因为我太太同埋我屋企所有里边嘅人都被确诊啦。
With COVID spreading rapidly in India, hospitals overflowing with patients, the fear was great. My youngest son, Jeremiah, was positive. My wife's household, where I lived, were all positive, including her elderly grandparents.
当时的印度充满着一片恐惧，疫情扩散的速度之快，令到当地的医院接应不暇。我的细仔Jeremiah 耶利米，我太太所住的地方的人，包括佢嘅一啲好年長嘅公公婆婆全部都確診。
The worst of all, we found out because my wife took a mandatory COVID test because she was nearly 9 months pregnant and was preparing to be admitted for our second child.
更加差嘅係，我嘅太太當時已經係懷胎九個月，係我哋第二個小朋友，而佢嗰時已經正準備入院，呢個時候佢確咗診。
I must confess, my brothers and sisters, fear ruled me and my wife at that moment.
弟兄姊妹，好坦白咁讲，当时我同太太都完全被恐惧笼罩住。
I could not speak a word to my wife. I just hugged my son Jeremiah, while my wife's parents and grandparents were all taken to the hospital.
对住我嘅太太，我乜嘢都讲唔出。而當我太太 Joy 的父母和她的公公婆婆被送去醫院的時候，我做的只可以是抱住我的仔耶利米。
The regular doctor who was supposed to do the cesarean section operation for my wife Joy refused to take her because she had COVID, even though her symptoms were mild.
而原本要幫 Joy 做呢個開刀接生手術的醫生咧，亦都最初因為 Joy 患有新冠而拒絕去做手術。但係好感恩 Joy 嘅症狀係好輕微嘅。
The only other option was the government hospital. Going to a government hospital brings more fear than COVID itself, as the standards were awful and they were being overrun and overflowing with COVID patients.
我哋當時唯一嘅選擇咧，就只係剩低呢個公立醫院。但係其實比起確診更加可怕，就係去公立醫院嗰度嘅人做事標準又低，又因為疫情嘅關係完全應接不暇。
We have been reading in newspapers daily that many pregnant women and babies were dying in government hospital due to overflowing patients and carelessness of doctors and nurses who worked or overworked, and it was completely simply incompetent and sadly, these hospitals are the most poor, the poor people go to.
我哋嗰時亦都有每日睇新聞啦，亦都睇到好多新聞係關於好多有 BB 嘅女人啦，佢哋亦都喺呢啲公立醫院裏邊嘅去過身，而嗰個原因就係因為嗰度有好多醫生護士，佢哋通常可能都已經因為長嘅工時而去好疲累，或者佢哋都已經失去咗呢個工作熱情，或者佢哋可能根本係唔夠資格。但係更加傷心嘅係，其實往往就係呢一啲醫院係大部分嘅窮人係佢哋可以唯一去嘅醫院。
It was every parent's worst nightmare. No doctors in other hospitals were willing to risk themselves by operating a COVID patient. It was a fearful time in a fearful world.
嗰個真係每一個家長嘅最大嘅噩夢。冇任何一間醫院都願意冒險啦，去為一個確診嘅病人去做手術。嗰個時候，全世界都好彷徨。
By the grace of God, we did the one thing we could. We turned to God in praise.
但係藉住神嘅恩典啦，我哋當時做咗當下我哋唯一可以做嘅嘢，嗰樣嘢就係祈禱。
We were just praying. All my family was praying. All the children in the orphanage were praying. All our supporters and friends were praying. We were praying for a miracle.
我哋做嘅只系祈祷。我全家孤儿院嘅小朋友，我哋呢个事工嘅支持者同埋朋友，我哋全部都喺度祈祷。我哋祈祷，希望奇迹会发生。
God through His mercy arranged a Christian doctor who was willing to take my wife Joy into the hospital and do a delivery.
神最終亦都施憐憫，安排咗一位願意為Joy我太太做手術嘅基督徒醫生。
Just before the birth, my wife tested negative. That's when the second son, Judah, was born.
而做手術嘅前夕咧，我太太亦都轉為陰性。嗰個時候，我第二個兒子Judah 猶大就順利咁樣出世啦。
That's when I realized that in this fearful world.There is a God who makes you fearless.
嗰個時候，我再一次嘅發現喺呢個充滿住恐懼嘅世界裏邊，有住一位令我哋無所畏懼嘅神。
The fact that the God of the universe is with us until the very end of the age should give us courage to make us fearless in fearful circumstances.
創造天地嘅神會一直同我哋同在，呢個事實係應該帶俾我哋勇氣。令我哋就算處於喺彷徨嘅處境裏邊，都可以無所畏懼。
Matthew 28:18 says, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to him." This makes our God an ultimate authority over what's happening in this world. He is in total control of this world, and he is with us, his children.
馬太福音28:18講到，耶穌進前來對他們說。天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了。我哋喺度睇到，我哋嘅神係有呢個最終嘅權柄，佢係掌管住呢個世界所有一切發生嘅事情。佢係有絕對嘅控制，發生嘅咩事，佢係同我哋同在，而我哋就係佢嘅兒女。
What else could we need? What else could we want? There is nothing greater than that.
我哋仲需要啲乜嘢咧？我哋仲需要渴求啲乜嘢咧？呢個世界上冇一樣嘢比呢樣嘢更加大啦。
In an ever-changing world, there is an unchanging God that gives us hope.
喺呢個千變萬化嘅世界裏邊，存在住一位不變嘅神，而呢樣嘢係帶俾我哋盼望。
In the selfish world, there is a selfless God who cares for us.
在这个自私自利的世界里面，有着一位无私的神，这个代表着他关心我们，他照顾我们。
In the fearful world, there is a God who makes us fearless and that we are protected by His presence.
在一个彷徨的世界里面，有一位我们令我们可以无所畏惧的神，因为神的同在就是在保护着我们。
Hold on to God and His promises when you are feeling afraid and carried along by this.Ever-changing world.
所以當你覺得好驚，或者覺得好似要被社會洪流沖走嘅時候，要記住神同埋佢嘅應許。
When Jesus is with us, He takes care of things around us and hold on to the promises as though your life depended on it, because it does.
耶穌同我哋同在嘅時候，佢會為我哋周圍嘅事物作出安排，要好似賭上你嘅性命一樣去記住佢嘅應許。
The devil wants us to forget God's great promise of himself in Matthew 28:20. He wants us to be afraid, whether in my country of India or your country of Australia. The devil wants us to forget the Jesus we serve, the Jesus who saved us, the Jesus who loves us and gave us the gift of himself.
撒旦往往都想我哋去唔记得神喺马太福音28:20嘅应许，佢想我哋无论系喺印度、喺澳洲都有呢份恐惧。撒旦亦都想我哋忘记我哋侍奉嘅主耶稣，拯救咗我哋嘅主耶稣，爱我哋亦都舍弃咗自己生命嘅主耶稣。
Let us not let the devil win. Let us not give in to fear.
就让我哋唔会去让撒旦去获得呢个胜利，让我哋唔会屈服于恐惧。
Dear brothers and sisters, in a fearful world, we have a God who makes us fearless. In a selfish world, we have a God who is selfless. And in an ever-changing world, there is a God who never, ever, ever changes.
在一个彷徨的世界里面，我们有一位令我们可以无所畏惧的神。在一个自私自利的世界里面，我们有一位无私的神。而在一个千变万化的社会里面，存在着一位永远、永远不变的神。
Let us not forget this greatest gift of all. God is with us to the very end of the age. Amen.
就让我们不会忘记一份我们已经每个人得到最大的礼物。神永远同我们同在，直到永远。阿门。